Property rights versus freedom of speech. Could the founding fathers have ever imagined that these two freedoms would have a dust-up like the one we're watching today? That's exactly what's happening over in Oakland, California, where the Occupy Wall Street movement there has shut down the nation's fifth busiest port, the Port of Oakland. Here with insights on this complicated matter is Adrian Moore, Vice President of Policy at the Reason Foundation. Adrian, this is really tailor-made for us. Here we have two fundamental liberties, the freedom of speech and the right to exclude people from your property. They seem to be clashing in Oakland, California, and in Lower Manhattan. Did you ever think that Occupy Wall Street would get this violent and this dangerous?
You know, I actually didn't. I thought the fears of violence were largely overblown, though. You know, you get enough people together, there's always going to be some knuckleheads in the crowd, so I'm not astonished, but I didn't think... I mean, this obviously is a level of violence that's pretty astonishing. But I would say, you know, I don't think it's really a situation where you've got conflicting rights, because rights can't really conflict. They can only be violated. You have the right to protest, but the right to protest does not include the right to burn down other people's houses or ports or property. You can protest all you want, but once you're destroying people's property or assaulting people, that's not expressing a right. That's violating somebody else's
right. Unless, of course, you live in Mike Bloomberg's New York City, where you can actually own private property but lose the right to exclude strangers from it because the government forces you to keep that property open to the public use. I know you don't have that bizarre legal conundrum in California, or maybe you do, but we certainly have it here in New York. Tell me about the mayor of Oakland. Is she likely to protect Whole Foods the next time these creeps want to break in the middle of the night and steal food?
You know, no, I don't think she is at all. I mean, I'm sure you know she let city workers go and protest while being paid by the taxpayers. So on the clock, join the protest, which is just stunning. So she's clearly not, you know, the oppressive man here. I don't know if the police department is taking the same attitude. They don't seem to be. But no, I don't think she's interested in dealing with this conflict of rights that's occurring there. And really, what we ought to be doing is allowing the protests. We shouldn't be taking any steps to try to suppress the protests. But we need to jump down with both feet when they actually cross the line and violate other people's rights.
Got it. Makes sense to me. Adrian Moore, it's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The FDA is burning up $600 million of your taxpayer dollars on a pointless campaign, while government-backed mortgage monster Freddie Mac wants $6 billion more from the taxpayers to make up for its own losses. Will anyone rise up to stop them before it's too late? Guess who will? The Freedom Fighters. And they're here next.